Welcome this morning to C3 Fremantle. Now, if you're visiting with us for the first time, we love to have visitors. And if you did not get this pack, I would love it if you could quickly just raise your hand and give me a wave. You do not want to miss out. But do we have any first-time visitors this morning? Anyone that maybe didn't get a pack? Just tell us a little about who we are and where you can get some further information. But on a day like today, you can get a free cold drink or hot drink. Yes, thank you, Ken. Let's give our visitors a round, warm welcome this morning. Well, you know, just quickly, before you get up and say hello to someone this morning, I want you to think about what your highlight of the week was this week. I want you to picture it, and I want you to tell as many people what your highlight was. Because if you did not have a highlight, thank goodness you're in church, because you should have a highlight every week. I want you to get up and tell someone your highlight. Want you tell, yeah, tell someone your highlight.
Well,
Fantastic. If you'd like to grab your seats, that would be great. I'm hoping everyone had a highlight because I could hear a lot of talking. Anyway, as you grab your seats, just a few quick announcements. Today, after the service, if you're a leader or a volunteer, or you maybe want to become a leader or volunteer, we've got a leaders and volunteers meeting about 12 o'clock here in the auditorium. So please do not leave. That'd be great to have you there. We're going to be talking about vision and what we're wanting to do down the track. Isn't that exciting? And also, if you're a young person, a youth or young adult, we've got a Philippines trip coming up in 2015, a missions trip. And if you want more information or you're a little bit interested or want to know more about it, either see myself or go to the information desk at the front and get a brochure. But it's going to be fantastic. There's going to be time for shopping, for cultural experiences, but also to help some of the community there, a remote village. And it's going to be life-changing. So if you've never been on a missions trip or you've never actually been overseas, it's a great opportunity to do both in one. But anyway, that's enough from me. Why don't we welcome Pastor Nigel, and we're about to hear some tithes.
Fantastic. Turn in your Bibles. Who's brought their Bibles today? Give me any kind of Bible. Might be an electronic one. Come on. You know. And I know it's cold this morning, guys, but it's great to praise God. It's great to praise God. We can warm up this morning. We've got a couple more songs coming. It's great to actually give the Lord some praise. So this morning, let's get into the atmosphere in a little while when we get back into some worship and enjoy God. He's worth enjoying, right? Fantastic. Well, 1 Kings 18. Did I say that already? 1 Kings 18. You know, before we take up our tithes and offerings, we've got some great givers in our church, and I just want to thank you. Those of you who are great givers in our church, it's awesome. And but the truth is too, you'll see it on our newsletter that our actual tithes and offerings have been dropping. And I don't know if that's because it's just cold or you're feeling like it's winter. But if you're a consistent giver, God's going to bring blessing into your world. And so I want to talk to you this morning about 1 Kings 18. And it says here, I want to mention it in the way of standing your ground. Turn to your neighbor and say, stand your ground in God. In God. It's got to be in God. Stand your ground in God. You know, this is the story, 1 Kings 18:22. Let's put it up on the screens. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. And if you read up a bit further, there was another 400 odd that were prophets of Jezebel as well. There are a lot of things that can get into our world that can take away from what God has for us. But there's only one of me. There's all these pressures. There might be this bill or there might be that circumstance that comes into our life. But I reckon that God wants us to stand our ground, and that's why he says to bring our tithes and offerings into his house. We stand our ground in the Lord's house and we say, you know, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. And when I look at a scripture like this and I see what Elijah's got this situation and he brings an offering. You know, whenever you bring an offering, there's an opportunity for God to do something supernatural in your life. And I am convinced that God wants to break out and do more in this church than he's done so far. I'm convinced he wants to do more in your life than what's currently happening. Part of that is tied up in your ability to release what God has for you in your tithes and your offerings. Because God has abundance for us. And so he talked to, really it was about 900 prophets of Baal and Jezebel. All right, so they're all the demonic stuff. And look, it might not be quite that way, but there's all these other things that can get in the way of bringing glory to God first in our life financially, right? You face it, I face it, we all face it. But I've simply determined, my wife and I, and I'm, you know, my family's become the same. The first things are the Lord's. Just make it simple, plain and simple. And here's Elijah. And he goes, okay, well, you've got your gods. See if you can make this altar and put a bull on it, and fire from heaven will come down from your gods. And they tried and they tried, but nothing could happen. And we can try and we can try and we can try doing it all the other ways, but God's way, because we love him, is to bring our tithes and offerings into his house. And when he brought that offering, after they'd exhausted every avenue and they realized that their God was not that powerful, I've got to tell you, church, God's powerful. God's powerful. There are situations and circumstances that God wants to change in your life, and sometimes when we bring an offering to God, it changes those circumstances. And if nothing else, we're saying we're honoring the Lord through our tithes and our offerings. So he brought the sacrifice, and then he told all the prophets of Baal, to pour water on it. And then he said, pour water on it again, and there's this huge big moat around the offering. And he said, pour water all over the bull. And then he said, Lord, this better work. This better work. That's the kind of faith God wants his people to have. When we actually say, Lord, I'm trusting in you, there is no other thing that I will trust in. It's the Lord my God, and I will worship him and give him full praise and honor and glory. And so I will come into the house with joy, and I will bring my offering because I love you above all else. Fire came down from heaven and extinguished the offering, and the drought in that nation was broken. Come on. God's got things in our world that he wants to break the drought in. So, Father, today I pray as we bring our tithes and our offerings, Lord, that we would be, first of all, we'd be obedient to you. Lord, we put our faith in you today through our tithes and offerings in the mighty name of Jesus. The people of God said, amen. You know, you can give by FPOS in our bookshop. You can also do electronically like many of us do. Let's take up our tithes and offerings and watch the announcements today. And kids, please, you can go. Not right now, but after the... let's just hold that for a moment. Let's take up the offering. Fantastic. All right, let's stand to our feet. We're going to enjoy God. If you've got children, please head out with the kids' leaders. You're going to kids' church? Let's have all our children in kids' church today. If you've got a baby, we've got full creche facilities as well. Come on, the rest of us, why don't we enter into the house of God? Let's enjoy God. Both football teams won yesterday. Whether you're a West Coast supporter or Frio Dockers. Soccer, it's not going to go there. Come on, let's raise our hands. Let's enjoy God today. We love you, Lord. We give you some praise today, Lord Jesus. We enter into your house today with thanksgiving and praise. We love you, God. Thanks, team.
Come on, church. His middle sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, the sin of man in wrath of God has been on Jesus' laid. Silent as he stood accused, beaten, mocked, and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he wore a crown of thorns. Oh, that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured.
No hold on me, whom the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. And now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse.
Goes to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy.
Oh,
draws near, and my time has come.
Still
my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years have been
worship the Lord. This is this time. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's be a proactive God, person towards God today. Raise your hands and say, yeah, I love you, Lord. You're awesome, God. Lord, you're amazing. Lord, you're incredible. We will worship you.
Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
Today and you've never received Jesus as Lord of your life. This song is all about our salvation. It's about our walk with Him. It's about our relationship with God. We bless Him because we love Him and we love what He has made the difference in our life. All of us have said a simple prayer. just invite Jesus into our hearts and say, you know, Lord, please take leadership in my life. And I want to give you that opportunity this morning. With every head bowed and every eye closed across this auditorium today, if you've never made a decision for Jesus or today, you know that you're not right with God. You're away from Him. God is always a God of the second chance. He doesn't want anyone to miss out on the relationship that He has for you. Your best life is with Him. He loves you, cares about you. He wants to do life with you. Doesn't mean He changes who you are. He improves who you are. God cares so much He would have died just for you if you're the only person on the planet. That's how much He cared. He would have gone to the cross for you. If you're here today and you haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life, or you know today you're away from Him, while every head's bowed and every eye closed, I want to give you an opportunity. I want to pray with you today and invite Jesus into your heart. God loves you, cares about you. Why don't we pray this prayer together this morning? And at the end of this prayer, if you've not prayed a prayer like this before, you know that you're away from God, you need to come back to Him, please pop up your hand and I'll see it. And I'd love to pray with you just in these few moments. Let's pray together as a church. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You that You love me. You don't care about my past. You care about my future. Forgive me of my past, Lord, anyway. I receive of Your love. Come into my heart right now. I want to have a relationship with You. Thank You, Lord, entering into my life today. In Your precious name. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you prayed that prayer and you say, yeah, that's me. I want to receive Jesus as Lord of my life today. I want to restart my relationship with God today. On the count of three, pop up your hand and I'll see it. And you can pop it down again. 1, 2, 3. Just give me a wave. Thank you. Is there anyone else this morning? Say, yeah, that's me. Thank you. I see your hand. Is there anyone else this morning? Thank you. I see your hand. Anyone else say, yeah, look, I really just need to make that right with God today, or I need to commit my life to Him afresh for the first time. If you've come with someone this morning, would you be so brave? I'd love to pray with you. Come forward. I'm just going to come off the stage so it's easier. If you popped your hand up, just come and join me here. Let me pray. If you come with someone else, awesome. It's Jimmy, wasn't it? Yeah, Jimmy. Fantastic. Is this your first time in church, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Awesome. You never made a decision like this before? How cool is that? Is this your friend, Charlie?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Jandakot.
I
play footy with that.
You play footy? And Charlie's a chaplain?
Yes.
How cool is that? Let's give the Lord a hand this morning. This lady over here, come on. Come and join me. Who put their hand up? There's a couple of others. Was that you, my darling? Yeah, it was you. Come on. Hello. What's your name?
Tia.
Tia. Is this your first time in our church?
No, it's my second.
It's your second? Come and join Jimmy. This is good. Fantastic. And was there anyone else? Did I miss someone? I thought there was another one. Anyway, let's pray. If you still want to come, come. You know, this is one of the most important times in church. People saying, I don't want to do life the same anymore my way. I want to allow God into my life. It's an awesome time, isn't it? God loves you guys. So I just want to pray a similar prayer to what you just prayed, but with the church behind you. And then Pastor Charlie here, he's just going to take you for just a couple of minutes just to give you a Bible and get your information, and then you can come back into the meeting. Is that cool? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for these great young people. Lord, we pray the presence of God into their life. Lord, we pray the joy of salvation. Father, let's pray this after me, you two, and the church can do this again if they want to. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You that You love me. And I thank You that today is a brand new day. I receive of Your love. I receive of Your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that I am not alone and I have great purpose in you from this day forward. In Jesus' name, power of heaven. Thank you, Lord. Touch. Thank you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come to Jimmy, Lord. Spirit of God, bless him today. Let rivers of living water flow through tear in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Come on, let's rejoice this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thanks, Charlie. Awesome. Fantastic. You may take your seats this morning. Let's have the lights back on. Thanks, music team. Good job. Thanks, Shane, playing acoustic there. Awesome. And our mighty man behind the drums, young Nick. Good man. Was that a girl? Too young, mum and dad? Where are they? Anyway. I just need some water. That's all. Thanks, buddy. Oh, you got some. Fantastic. Do I need my other Bible? Yeah, bring it up here just in case. Thanks, mate. I hear Andrew did a pretty good job last week. Is that good? Is that right? Oh, I tell you. Being a senior minister's wife and a senior minister, it's got its, she has to rise sometimes. She's doing a great job. Kids' church is doing good. Did you miss me last week? Did you? your wife was pretty good. That's good. I'm happy. I'm just going to take another sip of water and then we're going to get in it. If you've got your Bibles, turn with me to Isaiah 55. And once again, can I say, what a fantastic thing it is when people give their hearts to Christ. Presence of God in this place. You know, obviously Charlie brought his friend, his football associate. How cool is that? That's awesome. That's what church is all about. I'd rather grow in the ones and twos like that than anything else, to be honest. Because that's really where church really rubber meets the road. So I want to talk about this a bit this morning as well, because Isaiah 55 is a passage about the joy of our salvation. Who's glad that they're a Christian? Oh, you don't sound that excited. Who's glad they're a Christian? They love God. Yeah, come on, Jeff. That's awesome. You know, isn't it great having a purpose to our life other than just existing? Or just, you know, I mean, there's lots of things we can do with our life, and, you know, I know there's a lot of good people out there, but something connects the dots with God. So that's, there's that void does get filled. I know that money certainly doesn't do that, does it? Some of you are thinking, yeah, well, it would help. And I don't disagree with you. But it's not why we live. God has a far greater purpose to our lives. And there's got to be that joy or that satisfaction and the contentment on the inside, which we want to talk about today. So come with me to Isaiah 55. I'm going to read it from the New King James in a second. I'm just getting my voice still not 100%, but I'm all right. Pray for me today. It's going to be good. Isaiah 55. I think I'm going to start by reading it. It's not that long a scripture. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. Well, maybe not the first word because it's kind of like not our English, but anyway. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And if you have no money, come buy and eat. Yes, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Are we listening this morning? And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation you do not know, and nations who do not know you shall run to you because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Let's say that word, that sentence together. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God. For he will show abundant pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Who's glad about that? Verse 10, for as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and bring it forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you show, and this is the part I really want to talk about this morning. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. We're going to look at this morning. And so I want to talk this week and next week about two subjects. Today, get into his joy. Say it with me, get into his joy. Next week, get into worship. And I just sense that God really wants us to enjoy him. And I just want to say, now that I've got my notes up, that thank you last week. Pastor Collie's actually in Ghana. Just a quick sidetrack. Remember the scripture here. He's in Ghana. He's having, had to send him a little bit more extra money. But we were able to pay last week for the offering that we received for both his airfare and Florence's. So that's fantastic. Thank you for your generosity in that respect. There's more bills I'm expecting. We're going to use our Leap and Spring money to start with. I'll let you know. But we've got him to where the help is going to, where he needs the help. I'm just trusting that they'll be able to, I haven't heard anything since yet. So that's where that's at. All right, Pastor Collie, for those of you who are new to our church, he's in Liberia. We have three and a fourth church on probation, C3 churches up in northwest Africa. Isaiah 55:12, for you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. This has tremendous relevance for our future. Who is the you shall go out with? Who is the you? You? Is it you? Is it us? I'd agree. It's us. It's anyone that has something in their heart that wants to respond to God's call on their life. You shall. It's the same people that Isaiah has been speaking to all along. And this chapter is an invitation to an abundant life. You know, with God, we can have an abundant life. Oh, you didn't sound very excited about that. It is for everyone. There's not like no one, some people aren't like, you know, there's some people that think that you're excluded. God's not exclusive. Everyone's included. That's pretty cool. But we have to yearn for him, right? That's what the scriptures say. And it's an ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. It is something we must long for in our hearts. It's our free gift. God has given us salvation. We've experienced that this morning. And those of us that sing about it, we sing about it all the time because we love what God has done for us. We can't ever not have enough joy for what he's done for us. Is that true? The joy of the Lord. There's nothing like it. You know, Isaiah 55 verse 1 says, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. We read it. And I believe that as a church, God wants us to thirst more. If I was to prophesy this morning, I would say that God wants us to come into a in a way, season of really determining in our hearts that we are sold out for the living God. That we will come into his courts with singing. We'll come into his house, that's old-fashioned, it's courts, it used to be called. We'll come and praise him. We'll give him worship. We'll have a joy on the inside of us that even when things go wrong, I don't know about you, but stuff goes wrong in my life, does it you? And every time something goes wrong, but there's still a contentment on the inside of us that we know that through it all, God is the answer for my for whatever to suit that situation. He's going to help me in that area of my life. And so, on this matter, it's good to be keen. Who likes to be keen? It's good to be keen. Even though it's cold, it's good to be keen. And, I was thinking about this in my younger days. I still surf now. I like to go surfing. But in my younger days, I was always at the beach before the sun actually came up. Even in winter days, like last few days, it's been 3 degrees. And there'd be steam like coming off the ocean. And I'd hear the waves coming through. I used to surf up at Triggs Point quite a lot. And north of Perth here. And I'd always be like the first. There'd be me and this other guy. And I'd always try and beat him to get in the water first. I was keen. I wanted to get on some of those waves on my own. And I think that God wants us as a people to be keen to give him praise. I think God wants us to be keen to actually be front-footed and not back-footed or not wait to see what anyone else does, but to actually praise him for who he is in our life. Can we be keen about him? I said, can we be keen about him? Can we be keener about him? I think we can. And also I think, we could practice this. We could practice this at the end because I've asked the worship team to come up and we're going to sing one more praise song. Can we praise him with all our might? Can we give him the praise that's due to our God? You see, sometimes when we praise him, some of those problems just disappear. They're not so important anymore. But some we do have to lift ourselves to a whole new level. And I think God's looking for this kind of enthusiasm in us. And so the you is every person who feels need in his soul, who hears the voice of God offering refreshment and nourishment and exhilaration. Following God is not dull, it is an adventure. Following God's dull, it's time to wake up today. It's time to wake your soul up. It's not dull. There's so many things that we're involved in as a church. I mean, these churches in Liberia, just thinking about. And then, what our plans for our future in our leaders' meeting today after church. And then I think, God, how do we do all this? It's because God puts things in our heart. But if we're not able to bring him some joy, we're never going to hear what he wants us to do. Let's connect this morning. Can we do that? Let's connect with the Word of God. Let's call upon his name, as the scripture says, drinks from the fountain of life, receives mercy and pardon of sins, trusts in the triumphant promises of God. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. See, God's talking not only about us as you, but together, yeah, that's it. Us, all of us, the you, and you. I'll talk this more as we go on. And the Spirit of the Bride says, what does the Spirit of the Bride say? Come, come, say it with me, come, come. Does he say, hold back? Spirit of the Bride say, come, come to me, come, come drink, come. He never knocks back anyone. He didn't knock back the tax collector. He didn't knock back the people that needed healing from their leprosy. He doesn't knock anyone back. You might feel like you're in exile. He doesn't knock you back. Whatever culture you're from, whatever your belief system is, God doesn't knock you back. He says, come. Well, that's reason for joy right there, isn't it? See, the invitation is for everyone. The promise God has for you has to do with your future. I reckon if a number of people got a hold of this in our Western world, we have the biggest amount of depression and, you know, stats, you'd know about it probably more than I do. But if we can get a hold of that, Jesus wants us to just come. Suddenly there's purpose for our life. For you shall go out with joy. Praise Him. Say it with me, praise Him. Say it again, come on, praise Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. Oh, come on, give him a big shout. Praise Him. Yeah, that's more like it. Let's shake the cobwebs out of this place today. Let's wake up the bikies. They're next door if you're not sure. See, rejoice. First point, rejoice in what you have. Rejoice in what you? Since we are going out with joy. Since the mountains and the hills, and I'll explain this in a little while, break forth into singing. Since Jesus has come and broken the curse of Adam, we partake in His liberty in our life now. We're not just waiting. We have all the joy of the Lord here now. We're saved. We're forgiven. We're blessed. All we need to do is enter into it. Who's going to come today? And so, Isaiah 55:13, instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The kingdom of God is established on the earth. His church should not be full of people with the good news about what Christ has done. Should be about what the good news about what God is doing in our lives. He's amazing. We've got to have a joy on the inside of us. God is for us. Who can be against us? When there's problems, we've got to say, God, come on. I know, Lord, that I've got this situation. I'm not going to be crazy. I'm not going to be one of those, you know, super spiritual Christians. I know it's a problem. But, Lord, inside, I'm going to have faith to believe that You will overcome. And that puts joy on the inside when we're determined to do that. So which way are you going to live? This scripture's basically saying you're going to be like the crawling plants and thorny and bristly and negative. And always along the ground. You know, you can look down all the time. I'm sure if you're anything like me, you can get caught in this trap and you can look down. Maybe it's financially. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation. We've got to start looking up. Lord, I thank You for who You've given me. You have given me Your Son. And I thank You, Lord. I receive of Your blessing into my life today. And maybe right at that moment, that's when God drops something from His Spirit into your spirit, which changes that situation. Is that worth being singing about? It's worth joy, isn't it? But we have to motivate ourselves. We have to get joy on the inside of us. All gone. And so which world are you going to live in today? A purposeful life in Christ or a purposeless life? And Jesus suffered to bear the curse of sin and remove it from us. He wore the crown of thorns, which again, I guess you could give reference to that scripture, verse 13. It was a graphic display that He was carrying the curse for you. Even the curse of the ground, He carried it. He carried it. You can prosper through Christ. You can break forth into singing. This is not about what kind of personality we are. This is about giving praise to our God. It conquers all personalities. It conquers all boundaries. Sure, you might not be as loud as me. That's fine. But we can all praise God. We can all give Him a little bit of, you know, we're not a lifeless church, are we? And so we mean business with God. You know, I'd love to see some of our African brothers and sisters doing a little dance like I see at some of their weddings. You know, you guys, you rock. And we love you, part of the church. Can we have some praise? Can we see what you're about? You know, some of the Filipino brothers and sisters and some of our other cultures. Come on, let's praise God for who all he's worth. He loves us. He cares about us. He died for us. It's the joy of it. It's an invitation to come. And sometimes when we've been saved a little while, we think, yeah, we've done all that before. I don't want to do that anymore. I'll let them, you know, they do a pretty good job. I don't need to do much. That's where the devil gets his hand in. I'm telling you guys, the difference is when we enter into the courts of the Lord together. The demonic forces over your families and over the areas where you live are broken because we have God on our side. And we're prepared to worship him. We're prepared to come into his house and say, no, I'm going to worship you today. I'm going to give you praise. I'm coming into the courts of God no matter what. I'm going to praise him. And so there shouldn't be one person, well, unless they're fairly new to church, I guess. But even then, they're going to get caught up in the emotion of it because everyone else has got their hands up, lifted high, saying, I worship you, Lord. Yeah? Come on. Amen. See, you can prosper through Christ. When I was younger, I used to think sometimes I was missing out on stuff because, you know, I decided I'd go to church. None of you have ever had those thoughts, have you? We're all the same. But you know what? When I look back over my life, sometimes my kids talk, we talk around the table, and think about this. Adam and Eve thought they were missing out on stuff too. Didn't work out so well for them. My relationships are stronger with him. Come on, say it with me. Say it to yourself. My relationships are stronger with him. My family is stronger with him. My future is stronger with him. My purpose is set. My destiny is secure. See, living in his kingdom brings up the cypress rather than the thorns. Cypress trees are one of those amazing trees that branch right out. Who'd like to be a branching tree? I mean, you can be a little thorn bush if you want to. Living in his kingdom takes the briars and produces the myrtle. Who'd like to be beautiful or you can be... Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. How can you not smile when you sing that verse? Sing it, whatever you want to do. Okay, the way you get happy on the inside is a way of rejoicing in what you do have. What have I got? There's always something better. You know, thinking about this, about houses. And I think, that house is nice. But you know, you've got to be happy what God has supplied and the miracles that he has done in your life. As big or as small. And some of you guys, I'm telling you, there's bigger things coming. There's more things coming. Zizi. Zaza. I'm telling you, don't despair. It is Zaza, isn't it? All right, forgive me. I'm telling you, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Things are going to improve. Keep stepping out. Employment's coming. It's coming. Will you keep stepping out? Keep applying. Keep doing what you need to do. Get around other African brothers that have got jobs. Something's coming your way. Well, we believe together for these guys. Work's coming. Come on. Work's coming. Can we talk to him afterwards, some of you guys, that could maybe and just help him along a little bit? Let's work together as a church. Isn't that what rejoicing's all about? We help one another. I didn't want to embarrass you, but I just really feel that God's got great plans for you guys. You've been faithful. It's going to be okay. All right, so firstly, rejoice in what you do have, amen? Second, be purposeful with what you have. Matthew 5:5, Jesus says the Beatitudes, and he's saying, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." He was saying, just as Isaiah had prophesied, that a new earth belongs to the thirsty. Who's thirsty today? A new earth belongs to the hungry. And those that turn their hearts to God and call on his name will drink their fill at God's fountain of life. Some of us, the fountain's kind of like started to dribble. Some of you, it's just gone out. It's just turned the tap on, nothing's there. Where is it, Lord? Come. Let's remotivate. Let's re-energize ourselves on the inside. 1 Timothy 1:9, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Not according to how good we are, but according to his purpose and grace. He's given us all we need. Our time and energy are for the purposes of God. I'm telling you, there's things that are for the purposes of God. Everything we do is actually for the purposes of God. Is it not? We may have to go, yes, we do go to work. And the Bible says that we should go to work. But our work is for the purposes of God. Our gifts and talents are for the purposes of God. Our work and finance are for the purposes of God. Our family and relationships are for the purposes of God. Everything we do are for the purposes of God. Sometimes even when I'm just cruising or I'm on holidays and I'm having a surf or going diving, but I can still rejoice in what God has provided for me. Everything we have is because God's given it to us. Will we rejoice in what God has done for us? You know, I used to work for Boral Tyres quite a long time ago now. And it wasn't a particularly pleasant job. But it did give me staying power. I used to work in a particularly dirty environment. I used to come home with permanent eyeshadow under my eyelids. And because of the carbon that we used to make the retreads with. Then I went into lawn mowing while the church was growing to what it is today. And I used to come home every day, pretty much with a migraine headache. And then with my fair white complexion, it wasn't the best environment for me. But God used those experiences to put faith on the inside of me and put perseverance to go, you know what? I've got plans for you. Keep going. What you've known what it's been like to work in some of the worst environments. You know what it's like to actually be in some of those places. But you're going to take people from those environments and lift them out. Put joy on the inside of them. So I know my purpose, but I've been Christian a long time now. I know what God's called me to do. We all have got to get our purposes sorted with God and go, yep, as for me, that's what I know I need to do. I cannot be swayed on this. I'm pointed toward heaven. And I am not going to be trailing along the ground, purposeless. If someone does come into contact with me, they get hurt. I will not be that person. Are you on purpose in your life today? Are you bringing glory to God? How's your life? It's one life. Church, our life is one life. It's not departmentalized. It's one life. It's not work life, school life, family life, church life, sport life, social life. God has called us to one life, his life. Your study, your relationships, your family, your friends, your work, your play, it's all about the purpose of God. It's all for the glory of God. It shall be, Isaiah 55:13, it shall be to the Lord for a name. Now, let me read it to you in the New Living Translation. I think we've got this. This miracle, I'm just reading the last part of it. This miracle will bring great honor to the Lord's name. And then I've got the English version here as well. And it shall make a name for the Lord. A name for the Lord is an everlasting sign that cannot be cut off. So many have erected monuments of themselves throughout history. Saul is one of the Bible people that have done this. 1 Samuel 15:12. Saul went to Carmel to set up a mountain monument to himself. Saul was always in competition with someone else, even his own son. And we are not in competition with anyone. We are to bring glory to our Lord. It's not about competing. And society can get a hold of us and think we have to be like this and we have to be like that. All we need do is serve the purposes of God. And yes, we've got to find employment and yes, all those things. But ultimately, none of that stuff should make up who we are. My joy is found in God. Iraq's been in the news a fair bit of late. I pray for all those refugees. My goodness. One of those fellows erected a monument on himself in 2002, which the US troops, in fact it was on the news, pulled it down again, 2003. Even at his death, that man said that he was the saviour for Iraq. There's only one saviour. There's only one God. You can tell a lot about God by the kind of memorial that he builds for himself. It is fitting that God seeks a memorial of himself because he is good. And he is God. He ought to be remembered. And everything, absolutely everything, ought to point to God and remind us of God and the age to come. And everything should be a sign that sends our thoughts to God and reminds us of the kind of person that he is. It is right for God to make an everlasting sign of his character that shall never be cut off. But I want to ask you, what is it? What's this name? What is this memorial, the name that God has made for himself? The everlasting happiness of his people. It's the house of God. It's his people getting rid of the thorns and the briars and becoming cypresses and myrtles. This is what makes the trees clap and the mountains sing. The peace and joy of you and me living lives on purpose for him. Who's going to have more joy of the purpose of God in their life? Let's leave this place and go, you know what? Oh, whatever I do, it's got a purpose in God. Some of you might be thinking, well, I don't know if it has. Change it. Or readjust it. What we have is not our own. God has provided. It's a different way of looking at life. I'd rather be in God's world. Thirdly, look forward to what you will have. You shall go out in joy. You shall. James, you shall go out in joy. Sandy, you're going out in joy. Dom, you're going out in joy. Forpa, you're going out in joy. Over here, Bremer, you're going out in joy. Gus, you're going out in joy. Everyone in this room, we're going out where? In joy. So can we get happy on the inside right here, right now? That'd be good, wouldn't it? See, the Word of God is saying go out. There is probably some stuff in this life that you want to go out of anyway. You know, or the bills just keep coming. House was broken into. My body isn't what it used to be. God knows all the stuff that we want to get rid of and go out from. And he's planning for us to go out in joy. When this age is over, the age of perfect happiness begins. Wow. God is planning that you will be happy forever. You don't need to go on a happiness course. You don't need to join some motivational group. Oh, we need the joy of our salvation in our hearts. You will go out with joy and be let out with peace. All your inner turmoil will be taken away. All our outer turmoil will be overcome and banished. you shall be led out. We will have a leader, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will help us and lead us. He will lead us now and he will lead us out. He is the one we can trust. He is victorious. He will bring the peace that we long for. God is planning that the mountains and the hills and all of nature will celebrate your coming. How cool is that? Nature will be entirely for you. Wow. No more flooding. No more cyclones. No more earthquakes. No more droughts. All creation will celebrate God's people on that last day. Music team, why don't you come up? For all of creation is waiting eagerly for the future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Romans 8. All of creation will be waiting, what? Eagerly. And Romans 8:21 says this, all creation anticipates the day when God's children in glorious freedom will leave death and decay behind. Are you ready to praise him? Let's stand to our feet this morning. Are you ready to praise him this morning? Are you ready to give him some praise? Say, Lord, I thank you for my salvation. I thank you for who I am in God today. I thank you that I have my purpose set in you today. And where I need to adjust my purposes, I will. I'm not going to be the same anymore. Now, Andrea told me before we do this, she gave you homework last week. Who's done their homework? Somewhere. Anyway, I want to give you some homework. You can remember this, all right? Number one. What can you start to rejoice in this week that you have seen as bad in your life? We can do this together, right? I can think of something right now. What is it? I've thought about it and I thought, you know what? It's bad. I don't like it. How can I turn that around? Help, Lord, help me in this so I can see your plan. That you're going to see, I'm going to see joy come from this situation. Can we do that?